Ladies and gentlemen, the 2018 class of the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
The wait is over for Brian Dawkins as he finally hears his name called for Canton in the class of 2018 for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. This is the second straight year that the Broncos will have a representative in the current Hall of Fame class. Of course, last year, Terrell Davis getting in. And while most people think of Dawkins as a Philadelphia Eagle first, he said that his years in Denver helped shape him into the Hall of Fame player and person he eventually became.
What Denver was it was something that I had to get out of my feelings and my emotions so that I can be everything I needed to be for a new team. And so everything that I was for Philadelphia, was with, excuse me, when I was with Philadelphia, I had to be that in Denver. That's what they were looking for. So I had to not forget about it, but I had to be able to overcome that pain to be able to be everything I needed to do for my team because they needed me. And so there's a lot of things that I did. There are a lot of conversations I had with young guys there that blessed them to do better for themselves. So had I been selfish with my time, selfish with my feelings, I would not have done what I needed to do, what the Lord told me to do, excuse me, for those individuals there in Denver.
Formation, wing right. They toss it right side. Starks hit and down. He didn't get it. Brian Dawkins, a knee-high tackle.
What has happened with the safety position, I believe that everybody has basically been starting to quote the same things. Last line of defense. He's an eraser of mistakes. Well, there's a lot of safeties that are way more than that. And I consider myself to be one of those individuals. Game changers. So we have game changers that are still waiting in the helms right now. Hopefully the narrative begins to change and we look at more of what the effect that they had on games, not just a center fielder. You can put anybody in the center field, but it takes a special guy to be able to change games on a consistent basis. And I believe a lot of those guys who are still waiting did that.
The wait might be over for Dawkins, but the wait continues for Broncos safeties like John Lynch. There is good news, however. This year's class features a lot of defensive talent. Ray Lewis, Brian Urlacher, Dawkins himself. It means the committee is shifting their focus to maybe including some more defensive guys. And even better news, next year, Pat Bowlen will again be on the contributors list, and from everything we've heard here in Minneapolis, his chances look pretty good. From NFL Honors, I'm Matt Boyer for Broncos TV.